I'm not going to comment on any of it. You guys are digging. I'm not going that.
Well, while we're digging, let me ask you this. Like, there was kind of an assumption out there, and it was somewhat surprising because of your track record, that you would begin camp as a bat, okay? And you were taking a stance in the first year. And there was an assumption out there that, they were at the base running to make Spitz the starting center. And apparently that assumption was wrong. But were you aware of that assumption? And if so, did it piss you off?
I guess anytime somebody doubts me, it serves as motivation for me. And this isn't my first time to have to face this type of, increased attention in that aspect. But, we've got a lot of good players on this team. So that naturally some competition comes up. And as when you have an unsuccessful season, win-loss record, you kind of reevaluate every position and you're looking to see what's going to make the team better.
Physically, do you feel, hey, I'm ready. I'm ready to give it my best shot. They're getting the real Scott Wells. Are you?
They get the real Scott Wells every year. I mean, I don't mean to sound like Brady Papinga, but that's it. I mean, in this business, you have to put forth your best effort every day. There's always competition, and that's what everybody takes for granted. Is that this isn't new. There's competition every year, and you as a former player, you have to reprove yourself year in, year out, and show that you deserve to be where you're at.
So is there any fear on your part that if you don't win the starting job, they say, boy, this is too much money to pay a guy to be a backup?
I don't think about that. Honestly, I don't. So I'm focused on working hard each day and doing my job day in, day out, and what happens, happens.
Do you in some ways welcome the challenge, then?
There's challenges every year, so it's no new thing. We're facing challenges ever since I started playing as a little kid, so it's nothing new.
It's been a while to practice without limitations or pain or discomfort or anything. You, hasn't it?
I've dealt with the shoulder most of the last season, and was fortunate that it didn't hold me out any games, so it feels good. It feels good. The surgery went well. Rehab's gone exceptionally well. I feel like I'm in the best shape coming into a camp that I've been in, partially due to the increased strength and conditioning I had. Obviously, kept me off the on-field activities, but I was able to spend more time rehabbing, strengthening the shoulder, getting in physical shape, cardiovascular shape. So I feel good.
Did you want to get out there in the spring, Scott, or were you better off?
No, everybody wants to get in. No one likes to stay out. We're all competitors. And anytime you're handcuffed, you don't feel as you should. And anybody who's content not or watching a practice has issues. So everybody wants to be out there. And that goes for all the guys who had some type of injury they had to overcome this offseason. And those of us who are allowed to practice now, I think if you talk to any of them, we're excited about it. We welcome the opportunity to get back out there and show that we're healthy and ready to go.
Do you feel you're better off because you didn't push it in the spring?
We'll see. We had one day of practice, so we'll see. I feel good. I feel great. I don't think the shoulder is going to be an issue. And, I feel like I'm in the best shape that I've been in coming into a camp.
Scott, you've been the starter around here for a while. I told you why you're now suddenly in a competition
battle for your spot. I'm not going there. It's a good question, but I'm not going there.
Do you think it has to do with the injuries?
I'm not going there.
Okay.
I'll say something I shouldn't.
Did you see this coming, though, even going back to last year, that they were going to do this with Jason? Did you see it? I'll let you went through.
Again, there's I'm getting repetitive, but there's competition every year. And with a young team and a lot of offensive linemen, that's going to bring about competition. And that's a fact of the game. You talk to anybody that plays, there's always somebody trying to take your spot. There's always the opportunity to have to come back out and prove yourself, and that happens at every position.
But is there more competition, or are you in a bigger battle this year, do you think, than in years past?
I don't know. I approach it all the same. So they get the best foot forward out of me each day. With the risk, again, of sounding like Brady, that's what they got. You got to put your best foot forward each day, and what happens, happens.
Is it motivation, though, for you? just to go out, like you said, and prove yourself?
I'm motivated every day. I mean, I like my job, so as anybody, you want to keep that and you want to excel at that. So each day is about improving and getting better.
Do you feel it's your job to lose?
Again, I like my job, and I'm just going to go out there and focus day to day and do what's asked of me and let the decision be made.
How do you feel timing-wise? How do you feel finally getting back out there, moving the live action, moving and shaking?
I mean, I felt a little rusty at first, obviously, but I think we all did. But as practice went on, I felt a lot better. I feel like in good shape.
Kind of like riding a bicycle, just kind of get it back on.
I haven't ridden a bike in a long time. So.
You don't get a ride?
No, we used to ride the van. I have a bicycle at home, but I usually sit on it while my kids ride.
What day is you at the circuit?
January 13th. So. I do. I think it's more personal for the fans. I think it's more welcoming for them. They feel, I mean, you have to ask them, but to us, it feels like they're more involved because they actually are sitting there like it's a kind of a mini game, so to say. But I like it. I think it's welcoming for the city to be that close and that a part of training camp.